calling on God to lead us, and we do so with the invocation. Literally, invocation means calling in, a voice that calls in, and so we're going to call out our voices and ask the Lord to lead us today. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. O Lord, hear us as we silently come before you. Father, thank you for hearing us as we pray. Too often we have neglected your word and ignored your work in our lives. This is true in the speech that we use. Instead of speaking truth, we have spoken that which isn't true. Instead of using words that display humility, we have used words that boast. Instead of using words that bless, we have gone silent when we should have shared a blessing. Hear the contrast of how Jesus uses his words. Jesus uses his words to bless and forgive. Jesus speaks words today that are true and filled with grace. He says to you today, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. These words are true to you today as your sins are forgiven. In his name you are forgiven, cleansed, redeemed, and given new life. Amen. We're going to rise and sing together our song of praise, which is Lamb of God.